Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Give it to me.
Hey, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where some things are too big, some things are too small, and the magic of our show is that we find the ones that are just right.
Thanks, you were going to say, but the things we say are just right.
Oh, good one. Dang. All right, you're going to start doing this because genius, brilliant edit.
No, but I only get there with your setup. So yeah, it takes a village.
It takes a prompt. That's why we are the team that we are after lo these many years.
Oh, in fact, team effort here. The Chugi thing on a previous episode and the NFT thing from a previous episode have been combined in the news this week, as CNET's Daniel Van Boom reports the word Chugi is being sold as an NFT.
God help us. God help us. We're done. We've maxed the simulation. You might as well end it. I'm waiting for it to end. I'm just sitting here waiting for it to end.
It was Gabby Rassen on Twitter, whose Twitter name right now is Chugaroo, decided to do the chugiest thing possible and make an NFT out of the word Chugi.
I mean, there you go. Well
there
played.
There you go.
That lady. I mean, honestly, it's sort of embarrassing that we didn't think of that.
Is
pretty remarkable.
Is it embarrassing, or can we retroactively say we're above that?
Yeah.
That we, of course, thought of it, but we would never do it.
But we would never do that. What's so amazing, too, is that you can just, because there's no credit anywhere or whatever, like, I don't know if Gabby was the, I can't remember if she was the inventor of the word Chugi.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But we could just also be like, I'm the one.
Right. She was just first. We could do it. We could also sell Chugi.
Doesn't
I don't
matter.
Think it would violate any platform terms of service because no one owns the word. But at that point, you're just an also ran to Gabby.
Yeah. Which would be, I think we can both agree, super Chugi.
It would be. Would it be, is it chugier to be the first or chugier to be the also ran?
I don't know.
We leave it as an exercise for the audience.
For the listener, yes, because we are indeed above that.
All right. My first thing is just something I've been noticing more and more and more. It's not new, but 90s kids, everything. Everything is, here's a 90s kids song. Oh, 90s kids will like this TV show. 90s kids, like 90s kids are having their day. Welcome 90s kids to your cultural moment. Enjoy.
Enjoy. And now you have like a name. Like we've sort of talked for at least the last year or so about how stuff from the 90s was back, but now they're laying claim to the identity.
Yeah.
And things are being created for them around this identity, such as listicles, quizzes, and memes. 90s kids be like.
Yeah.
And then there's.
Oh my gosh. 90s kids love. Pants. Dragon Ball Z? I don't know.
Dragon Ball Z?
Now, our producer Rich is a 90s kid and is declaring in Discord right now that he's over it. There were 80s kids before that. I think, you know, so the 90s kids is kind of taking over the mantle from 80s kids. Were there 70s kids? I don't think so. I don't think we called 70s kids anything.
No, definitely not. And what's funny is that was 80s kids, who called them that? I mean, it wasn't like, there's literally 90skids.com, by the
it
way.
Somebody is smart enough to do that. It never got the momentum that 90s kids is getting, because I think it was before memery was at its top form, and the users of TikTok and stuff are all 90s kids.
Right.
But I definitely heard 80s kids bandying about. You're right. It doesn't seem to have ever got as big as saying 90s kids.
Yeah. I mean, this is just a very specific type of usage and catering, I think cultural, like very specific and marketing, right? Nostalgia. I think that I know. So Eric the Red asked the question, if you're a 90s kid, does that mean you were born in the 90s or that you were in, say, elementary school in the 90s? Because I was not born in the 90s, but I consider myself a little bit more of a 90s kid than an 80s kid because I was in my formative years in the 90s, like my sort of like teenager, preteen and teenager and adolescent years.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they say that, in fact, according to Urban Dictionary, a prime 90s kid was born in 1987. So first memories start in 1990 and then you become a teenager in 2000.
Yeah, I'm a 70s kid then, because...
I mean, I guess so. Yeah.
I know that when I first ever heard people talking about being an 80s kid, they were always younger than me. And I remember thinking, well, I'm not an 80s kid. But then there was some overlap in memories. There was and I was like, well, maybe I'm an 80s kid because I was still a kid in the 80s. But right. Yeah, it's like generations. It's always kind of.
And I think Shannon Kay asked a very trenchant and pertinent question, which is, how is this different from millennials? And I don't think it is. I think it's just more appealing to call yourself a 90s kid.
Oh,
and
I think it's like, Shannon, I think it's
a secret millennial like dodge.
The fuel to calling yourself a 90s kid is not wanting to be seen as choogy.
Exactly.
And it's the choogiest move of all in the end.
Nailed it. I am so excited about this trend, but I was annoyed to discover that the New York Times article about this trend, which I had sort of already noticed and was wondering if was real, did not, in my opinion, credit the best practitioner of all. So I'm talking about the fact that knitted clothing is a thing. And I mean, not like sweaters and stuff, but like knitted pants that sort of look like sweatpants and like chunky knitted dresses.
When you got macrame happening, you got to have something to wear with your macrame.
It's only a matter of time, exactly, where you're going to get like a full on knitted jumpsuit. And it's going to look, I mean, I get it. Every fabric is knitted, but you know what I'm talking about, people. Knitted, visibly knitted knitwear.
Oh my gosh. This is a 70s JCPenney catalog come back to haunt us.
That's what I was going to say. It's so funny about 90s kids. Nobody's saying 70s kids, but the 70s are totally back, as evidenced by knitwear.
Inflation and gas lines. I mean, knitwear.
Oh my God. Boom. It's 1978. But what I find amazing about this is that no one talked in that article about my favorite. I'm actually sneaking two things in one here because Ella Emhoff is a thing. She is the first, the VP stepdaughter. I don't know what her actual title would be. But so, you know, Kamala Harris is the vice president. I'm just going to do a little family tree here.
Okay.
Her husband is Doug Emhoff, or as we call him around my house, Doug, because we just think he's hilarious. And his daughter is Ella Emhoff. And if you watch the inauguration,
you would have seen
her wearing the like coolest coat ever, this kind of like plaid coat with a huge collar and these like funky glasses and this crazy curly hair and just doing all kinds of funny stuff with her amazing eyebrows. She is like super styly, funky and cool. Her Instagram is freaking amazing. And she is a student at what's that big art school? She is a student at the new school's Parsons School of Design. That's what it's actually called. She is getting a bachelor's degree in fine and studio arts, and her like senior thesis is knitwear, is like knitted clothes and knitted purses and all this knitting
full
stuff.
Full circle.
And I'm like, dude, Ella Emhoff is, I mean, of course she's right on trend, but I'm like, how are you not giving her the credit? Because she's so freaking awesome and her Instagram is amazing. And now obviously she has a modeling contract. We should be clear on this important
thing. Is this New York Times article trying to convince me that Dua Lipa was on the cover of Rolling Stone in a knitwear bikini?
I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And if that is the case, I definitely missed that. I did not see that Rolling Stone cover, but
I'll be honest, as I was scrolling down, I thought that was an ad for Rolling Stone until I read the caption. I'm like, wait, this is part of the article?
Yeah. Also, that's not very practical.
No.
Cotton kills.
Yeah. And it's not going to hold up in the ocean.
No. But I'm just saying, if you're going to talk about knitwear, you have to talk about Ella Emhoff.
Got it. That's the rules,
that
folks. We do make this rule, but it's a good
one. I made
the
rule. Yes. I made it. And I want some knitted pants. Those look so comfy and awesome.
Knitted pants have entered the chat.
Ah, I see what you did there.
I did. That's my other thing. Also, both my things are not new, but I'm identifying a crest in the wave. Has entered the chat. I saw everywhere the past couple of weeks.
Everywhere.
Like it is a thing that everybody's saying. Like, well, look, so and so has entered that chat. Look, prejudice against Liz Cheney has entered that. Like, I'm hearing it in places that don't even make sense. I'm like, okay, so I guess has entered the chat has reached its peak.
I think it really, really has. It is totally. You're absolutely right. Like, you've nailed the timing on this thing perfectly. It is here. It is now everywhere. I assume it'll be gone in a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll start declining. You'll still see it. But it's like, yeah, you're gonna Bader Meinhof this stuff all week, and then it's going to start fading away.
Yep, you really are. But good call. Good call. Way to plant the flag.
So what you're saying is good calls have entered the chat.
Good call. What I was actually saying was has entered the chat.
It's the most has entered the chat you can possibly get. Because I think that's what caught my eye, is it's no longer like, it started with like, hey, somebody's on the radar, right? You know, like, yeah. Corey Seager hits a home run for the Dodgers. Corey Seager has entered the chat. Ha, ha, ha. And then it started to be used for things where I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Like, you know, the knitwear has entered the chat is kind of on the edge.
On the edge.
Yeah, yep. It almost works. But I think I'm trying to remember some of the examples, but I heard people saying, like, you know, not believing in climate change has entered the chat. I'm like, what, it has?
You're like, it should leave the
pretty
that
sure that was already
the
in
chat.
The chat, but okay.
Can we now start saying, like, I would like for XYZ to leave the chat?
Has been booted.
Is there an inverse?
Has been kicked.
has been kicked.
Yes, let's
Dude.
Start that.
Let's totally start that.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I love it.
I'm sorry,
Chugi
has been kicked.
Chugi has been kicked. NFTs have been kicked.
/KB Chugi. Thank you, Eric the Red.
Oh, so good. Okay, good. See, look at us. We also,
and then
evolve.
We can all identify as IRC kids.
Nice. Yes, we can, because /Chugi or KB. Mm-hmm. IRC kids. Oh, the nostalgia is real.
We bond with ICQ kids. You're all are good too.
Yeah, because it was the next in line.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind kicking from the chat this thing. Mushroom coffee? What the hell?
Can't be
Why?
Both. It can't be both. It's either mushroom or it's coffee.
I'm sorry. It really cannot. You cannot. And also, there are things you can put in. I was fine with your whipped butter. And especially when you put a little coconut milk in the whipped butter and then put it in the coffee. And that was pretty good. But yes, apparently the new thing, and I'm sorry, I apologize in advance, except not really very sincerely, if you are one of them, the most unbearable people in the world are now like, I start my day with mushroom coffee.
This is what I rely on you for, is to warn me about mushroom coffee before I encounter it in the wild.
Oh, you're going to.
I'm going to. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to. And then I'm going to be prepared in a way that I wouldn't have been otherwise. Because, okay, if I'm reading this Lifehacker article right, it's actual coffee mixed with extracts of mushroom.
Okay, so this is the part where I should say that there aren't very many foods I don't like. Weirdly, they both start with M-U-S. I don't like mushrooms. I don't like mustard. I would rather die than put mushroom extracts in my coffee. But apparently the reason, yes, we looked it up. I looked it up. The reason that people are doing this evidently is because they think that it has health benefits such as antioxidants, and it's said to help enhance energy and improve focus and assist memory function and better your quality of sleep. Almost all of which coffee does, except for maybe better your quality of sleep. But if you'd stop drinking it by like 10 in the morning, you'll sleep fine. So they take, I'm just so mad about this. So they take your regular coffee and they blend it with medicinal mushroom extracts like reishi, chaga, and lion's mane, both of which have been, both, all three of which, I guess, have been used for thousands of years in Chinese medicine, they
Two
say.
Of them, apparently,
and then,
yeah. For the way that's written.
As if you needed to offend me even more, it has only half the caffeine.
Well, because half of it's not coffee.
Half of it is mushroom.
Listen, I don't even know where to start. I'm fine with mushroom extracts potentially having medicinal uses. I haven't looked into it, so I can't say one way or the other. But I wouldn't be shocked if there's... And it's never antioxidants. Antioxidants is what people say when they don't really know what it does.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
There's probably, because Chinese medicine has a very long history, there's probably something to it. There's probably, and probably if it's studied, which maybe it has been, they'll say like, oh yeah, reishi mushrooms include this, you know, molecule, and that is linked to this. And, you know, maybe we can use that extract in a therapeutic setting. All of that's likely to me. You don't need to put it in coffee.
Right. Take a pill. Have a little powder.
Yeah.
Put your, like, super spore. Like, literally, you know what's in this article? The word spore.
Yeah.
Spore. Don't put spores in my coffee. You put some Ganoderma extract. I'm sorry, but like putting weird things with really long names in foods and beverages is definitely a thing. Like I ordered those mocktails when I was trying to do dry February and they all had this weird stuff that was probably these things. Like it includes ingredients like ashwagandha and eleuthero.
Yeah.
Oh, I better get some of that.
There's so much about this that raises my alarm bells. First of all, traditional Chinese medicine is often applied when traditional Chinese people would be like, I don't know what you're talking about, including SCW Lung in our chat, who's like, I've never heard of mushrooms as part of my traditional Chinese medicine regimen when I grew up. Just one data point. So, but, okay, you know, it does raise my alarm to be like, wait, is it really though? Like, there's that. Antioxidants gets thrown around. Again, antioxidants are a real thing, but they get thrown around sometimes when it doesn't mean anything. And then mixing it with coffee is obviously just to make people go, ooh, coffee. So I can still have coffee and coffee will be good for me.
I don't know, dude. Reishi mushroom is a powerful adaptogen that enhances the body's ability to better handle all the stressors that life throws at us.
An adaptogen?
It's an adaptogen that helps you manage your unobtainium.
What is an adaptogen? I can't wait to find out.
Adaptogens
are used in herbal medicine for the claimed stabilization of physiological processes. Well, that
they're from mushrooms.
That's not that's not self-defining.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a thing. I hope it passes quickly. Go back to bulletproof, and I'm fine with that. If anybody
the term
ever tries
adaptogen
to serve
is
me,
banned for use in the EU. The US FDA has sent numerous warning letters to dietary supplement companies marketing adaptogenic products for illegal advertising and false Amazing. Health claims.
Yes, because you are a liar. Time.com. Do adaptogens actually work? Proponents believe so.
Man, this is
Although
so much
more
worse
research
than I thought.
Is needed. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not kidding when I say, like, recently I have read a couple of profiles of the worst people in the world types, and all of them have referred to mushroom coffee. And I just am like, God help me. Here we go.
I thought it was going to be coffee made out of mushrooms.
Me right? too, because
I thought it was going to be like, it kind of tastes like coffee because I could see that. I could see a mushroom, you know, powder brewing up and having a coffee like look or aroma or whatever. And I was going to be like, no. I'm very skeptical. This is way worse. This is just coffee.
So much worse.
That you're pouring mushroom powder in that, I don't know, might have an effect of some kind.
Adaptogens.
Or it might just be mushrooms.
It's an adaptogen for your stressor reflexor.
I should know better than to try to take a drink ever.
And then you do some paleo kind of, what's that, CrossFit. Yeah, it's awful. It's awful, but it's a thing.
Okay.
So now you know.
Well, there you go. Hey, mushrooms are a thing because we had the false mushrooms on Mars story this past week as well.
Oh, hey, look at that. Mm-hmm. When in doubt, throw a mushroom on it. So you put a bird on it.
I can't believe, I probably shouldn't be surprised, but I can't believe Popular Mechanics ran that story.
You know, anybody can be fooled these days. It's a fast moving world.
That's true. Mushrooms on Mars.
They wanted to believe.
All right, let's get to our feedback. Feedback at itsathing.me is the email address. And producer Rich just wanted us to make sure we give a quick nailed it to Matt Bat, who wrote in on episode 160, letting us know that round silicone push pop trays were the new fidget spinners with the youth. That was a while back. And headline on Fast Company, May 11th, 2021, fidget spinners are so passé. The hot new toy is silicone bubble wrap.
Amazing.
Yep.
Absolutely
nailed
amazing.
It, Matt. Well done.
Nailed it. THD Manny wrote in with a new thing and says, I'm not sure if you covered it on the show yet, but don't at me. At face value, it just means don't tag me on the socials. But it has evolved to mean don't call me out for my controversial opinion, usually not on serious matters. It is something that would be said after, for example, the assertion that Star Wars prequels were better than the original trilogy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Why is Manny trying to claim that's not a serious matter?
I mean, I think we all just want to live on Manny's level. So you're looking for anything.
I mean, don't at me. Definitely a thing. The assertion that it is not a serious matter to claim that the Star Wars prequel. You think you're going to say that and not get added?
Don't at Manny. Come on.
Okay, let this I one added pass. Manny. You're right. Anyway, that's totally a thing.
Yeah, no, Manny, you're totally right. In fact, It is a testament to your prowess that when I saw this email, I thought, ooh, I know this one already.
I kind of like can't even believe we haven't covered that one. It's a good one. It's been around. It has permeated far enough that even my not very hip co-host on the other show sometimes says it.
Don't at me, bro.
That's reach.
Art don't from at the me, bro. Philippines with a potential etymology of chugi. Now, this is unresearched. This is just a suggestion, like maybe. So we don't know. But Art says, hi, Tom Ali. Art here from the other side of the world. I have a theory on the roots of the word chugi. In the Philippines, we have this slang term that's been around since forever, like from way back in the 70s even. The word is tsugi, T-S-U-G-I. And he suggests my wife, Eileen, who's Filipino, might know of this. She didn't, but, you know, she didn't grow up there, so maybe that's why. It is equivalent to being dismissed, as in, you are dismissed, tsugi. As in, those neon capri pants that look like mother's drapes are dismissed are chugi. It's a theory anyway, like someone of Pacific Islander roots picked it up and used it in conversation and it evolved from there.
Oh my goodness. I want to believe that that is true.
Yeah.
That's a lot of coincidence for there
it's
to be a word
It's one of those things like,
chugi.
You know, okie dokie came from okay d'accord, the French for okay. Maybe.
All right.
Nobody's proved
Maybe.
It, but could be.
Sure.
I like this one. I like this one, Art. And
I feel like until I hear otherwise, I'm going to start telling people that. And yeah, I'm like, completely 100% with producer Rich, who says, I just want you are dismissed to become a thing.
Start
because
saying that. Yes. Yeah.
Now we have to decide, do we want it to be you are dismissed or has been kicked?
Ooh. I don't want to choose.
I don't want to choose either. Boy, we really, it's a different kind of tone. It's an angrier tone on today's show.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're just coming up with ways to make you stop.
But Art, salam po for that.
Mushroom coffee, you are dismissed.
Yes, mushroom coffee has been kicked.
Mushroom coffee has been kicked. For I like sure. the violence
yeah.
of
yeah, I like
option
that one.
Two.
I think you, for people, maybe... I don't know. If you, I think you have been, you are dismissed is a step down when you don't want to be quite as forceful.
Right. Like maybe like 90s kids. 90s kids, you're dismissed.
You're dismissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with
Adam
you.
Adam wrote in as a witness to the sign wars. Hey, Molly and Tom, longtime listener, first time email. Yay. Well, it happened. My local area finally made a mention on It's a Thing in episode 161. I live in Hanover, Ontario, which is 45 minutes away from Listowel, Ontario. There's a pronouncer later, so I'm getting there.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for highlighting our sign wars. We have it happening here in Hanover and also in Center Wellington, which is just south of this town. And he writes, I wanted to correct the pronunciation of the town, which sure looks like Liz Towel, but is pronounced Listowel. Even though it has a W, it's pronounced Listowel?
I don't know. That's what he says.
Okay. I choose to believe you. I might have to YouTube it for some confirmation in case the L is a typo. Because I can imagine it being Listowel.
Listowel. Maybe the W becomes an L. Listowel.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Adam.
I know. I learned a lot there.
And then Charles wrote in with a new celebrity thing to continue with the positive body talk from last week. Apparently, celebrity dad bods are a thing, and a link to the Daily Mail in the UK, which is good for serving fish and giving you the headline, Curse of the COVID Dad Bod.
It's really true, though. Keeping the COVID weight, the version of this is, yep, dad bod. I mean, Will Smith
admits he's in the worst shape of his life, says the Daily Mail.
Instagrams are hysterical. Hysterical. He's just got his belly hanging over his boxers, and he's like, guys, not even gonna lie.
Yeah.
Worst shape of my life.
I mean, why not? just own it. Good job, Will Smith.
Yeah, but it's totally true. Totally true. Thank you for the feedback, everyone. Feedback@itsathing.me is where you can keep on sending your emails. And now it's time for some fun. The fun part of the show. Okay, it's all fun.
Our shout-outs, as made by producer Rich this week, are based on a summary of the 1992 Kentucky Derby. Remember that one, 90s kids? No, you weren't into...
Don't we all? I'm going to say this is a sentence by sentence.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Lily Price relaxed nicely after coming away in good order, was unhurried into the back stretch, raced seven wide while advancing, approaching the stretch, caught Kevin Sill a furlong out, and proved clearly best under extreme left-handed pressure.
Kevin, between the patrons while close up early, was sent after Eric Duncan nearing the stretch, brushed lightly with that rival inside the final 3/16ths, and continued on with good courage.
Jake Woods moved around three patrons to take over entering the backstretch, quickly opened a clear advantage while remaining well out from the rail, brushed with Gabriel Cohen while still vying for the lead, approaching the final furlong, and weakened.
Joe Hood, unhurried while saving ground to the backstretch, moved up along the inside to reach a striking position after entering the stretch, but failed to sustain his bid.
Louis St. Amour, prominent from the outset, moved closest to Mike Akins, approaching the end of the backstretch, remained a factor until near the stretch, and lacked a late response.
James C. Smith came out in front following the start, raced forwardly into the backstretch while saving ground, came out between patrons nearing the far turn, but was finished after angling outside for the drive. Our shout-outs, of course, go to those patrons who support us at the shout-out level at patreon.com/itsathing. Thank you for the weekly dose of damn delight, people.
No kidding. No kidding. You guys
damn
are the best.
Delight. You're the best. I also wish I had a mint julep, as was just mentioned in the Discord.
I mean, now and I do.
And they're off. The most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Oh, man. I didn't even watch it this year. I usually watch it.
Oh, I watched it. It was so great. And now that horse is like a druggie.
Cancel culture. That's what Baffert that drove that horse again to drink. Yeah.
You too can become a member of It's a Thing at any level. Get access to our Discord and ad-free RSS feed and more benefits. Patreon.com/It's a Thing.
Yeah. And stop canceling horses, everyone. And then email us. feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next time. They didn't even cancel. They were like, oh, it was his ointment.
My horse gave in to the pressure.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.